Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the fucking Mixer Trappers Radio, man. I got a legend in the building right now, bitch. Ricky Blow, man. What's happening?
What it do, my nigga?
Good, though. You finally in the
Hey, man, it's been a long time coming, man. You know what I'm saying?
I've been it, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, because, you know, I know you as a young Lavo, bro.
Young Lavo. Yeah, Lavo. When it all started, man. Yeah. When it all started.
Yeah, because I remember... I don't know the exact song, but I remember the first time I ever heard Young Lava was like through like Ray Rizzy. You was on one of Ray Rizzy mixtapes.
Yup, Ray Rizzy. Y'all, that's my man's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a long story with me and Rizzy. He, you know, Rizzy used to be a battle rapper, so I used to always,
that's crazy.
Know what I'm saying? Like, so I used to always go to his and like I had a single out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Super Cold. So yeah, that's like got me pumping. You know what I mean? And like, I ended up like getting that pumping, and then like. It got, I don't know, because, you know, T-Neal wasn't here at the time.
Right.
So T-Neal ended up coming to the city because they like, man, it's this man, Lavo, man. He up there, this song called Super Cold. Like, and it was a club called Club Finesse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right there on Martin Luther King Drive and shit. So I'm in there one night. I get in there. I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? And I look, everybody like trying to do perfect. You know what I mean? Lyric, because they know Tone there, but I don't know nothing about him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know shit about him. So he jump up and he like, yeah, he the one. He the one, man. Woo. Who he signed with? And my nigga Monte Carlo, because at the time, I was doing music, but I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Monte was like, that, you know how he get. Yeah. Look, that's the song right there, little. Yeah. I'm taking you every club. We're going to perform that shit, and it's a hit. And you know what I'm saying? And that's because he took me around all these clubs and shit, and I, like, my nigga spoiled them, did two trouble songs.
Yeah, yeah.
They took me around a lot of shit. Risco did too, you know what I'm saying? But like, Monte Carlo, the one that took me and got me discovered by Tony Neal. You know what I'm saying? And T Neal jumped behind it instantly. Was like, well, we're going to want you to re-record the motherfucker. Woo woo. And I went to Doughboy. You know what I'm saying? Midwest Mafia. Went and re-recorded the song and everything. Core DJ Retreat was coming up in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I drew down to New Orleans with GA, another Galena, you know what I mean? Galena Street nigga, like GA. We went down there and like, I had never even left the city. So for my first time leaving the city, I left the city on some rap shit, like, and I was like, damn, this shit really happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I get back to the crib, and you already know, like, motherfucker, you know, we doing what we do in the streets, and like, you know what I mean, run into some trouble with the people, you know what I'm saying, and caught a case, and you know what I'm saying, like T-Neal the real one, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, he got a lot of shit going on with other niggas in the city, but like he stood behind me with my lawyer, like, you know what I mean, you know, like. To see if they can keep me from going to the joint. Right. But the judge, like, nah. You know what I'm saying? I fought the case for, like, 14 months. And the judge, like, because my lawyer was Dia Ruta, so, like, I'm never going to court. Like, he just going in and changing that chamber. And the judge, like, hey, man, tell Mr., you know what I mean, last name. We ain't seen him in here, man. Tell him, come on, get sentenced, man. You know what I'm saying? And then from there on out, it was, phew. You know what I'm saying? The single just fizzled, you know what I'm saying? And T. Neal next person was Mr. I'm Jackin'. You know what I'm saying? It was Rizzy. So Rizzy, and this ain't like to, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know his story, but like, you know what I mean? Like my way, when T. Neal was looking for somebody, I was the one, and I ended up going to the joint, and Rizzy was the next nigga up. And I end up in a joint, and niggas like, man, Rizzy ain't gonna fuck with you, man. He Hollywood, woo, woo. I'm like, nigga, that's my man. It's like, when I get home, man, he gonna open ours. And OJ the Juice Man was at Bouchard's at the time up there on 76.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right there, I come in, he see me, he like, man, what's happening? So everybody that's with me, they like, they looking stupid. And from there on out, that's when me and Rizzy just, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we just been tight just like that ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you can't talk about it, like what you had to sit down for, like when you got locked up.
I mean, the typical pharmaceutical type shit from the, you know, street pharmaceutical type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing to glorify. I hate it happen. You know what I'm saying? So, that's it. It ain't too much to glorify on that. You know what I mean? I did my time.
Got trapped
in the trap. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Did my time. Came home. Made a promise to the GOD, the big one. You know what I'm saying? Capital letters on the GOD. You know what I'm saying? And told him, like, hey, man, look, you let me up out of this one? Man, I'm going to do music. I'm going to pursue something other than this. You know what I'm saying? To show my niggas a better way. You know what I'm saying? My niggas from Parkline Project. So everybody out there that might think I'm from somewhere else knows Parkline Projects, Lincoln Creek. You know what I mean? Yeah. To be exact, man. Like, I, you know what I mean? I'm from Parkland. Yeah.
Like, I know Moon probably know, but, like, it's the people that's not in Parkland that's around that Parkland area. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Juicer, bro, we live, like, literally across the street from the creek, bro.
Oh, yeah. So that's crazy. Y'all damn near crossed that motherfucker, jumped the creek. Yeah, we bust that. What's old girl? What's her name? The one she LGBT or however you say it now? Pebbles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know Pebbles? Yeah. Wasn't Bruce fucking with Pebbles? Yeah, that's a man.
That's a whole nother interview.
Yeah, we bust that wide open, and then, yeah, we bust that open before I even caught this case. Me and my brother, man, yeah.
I got robbed in Parkland, bro.
Oh, how that happen?
I got robbed in 07, bro. I ain't never told the story, bro.
Oh, man.
I gotta holler at Moon after.
Hey, man.
I know how them niggas look, too.
Oh, like, man, what they get you for, man? We're going to get that back, man.
Dog, it was 07, nigga. It's my, junior year high school, bro. Nigga, I got a rock and wear coat. Nigga, it's like 2 in the morning, though. Yep. Like, I was coming from my girl house, like 2 in the morning, though. I'm walking, like, towards the creek. Dog, the nigga, he got a do-rag tied around his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
You on 47th Street, too?
Yeah, I'm just walking up Sherman. Walking up Sherman towards the creek. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, dude was like, I'm thinking he planned, because he's like, hey, come here, bro. Come here. But it's a do-rag, so I'm laughing. Like, I'm on the phone, dog. The nigga pulled out of heat, bro. Like, he's like, man, let that shit down, bro. Like,
that's the word on what? Yeah. That's that old word. Yeah. Lay that shit down. Lay it down.
Damn,
man.
So I still didn't even go over there. No, some tall ass nigga got out of a pickup truck with a heat. Man, bitch ass nigga, you heard what the fuck? Man, lay your bitch. Like, he started grabbing me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was aggressive, dog. Like, so I listened to dog. It was a big ass nigga.
No, I said the other nigga, I wasn't listening. He was too shy, huh?
Yeah, he was too quiet,
he
bro.
Said dog shy as hell. Damn.
Man, that's crazy, man. But yeah, park lot crazy, dog.
Yeah, hey, man. Man, it's rough over there, though, man. You know what I'm saying? But Jerry good, man. He good in any hood now, though. He established that himself, so I ain't even got to sit here. Jerry good all through the city, man. You know who Jerry really is, though? He DJ Academics before Academics, man. Get it right, man. And he ain't no sucker, though.
Nah.
Yeah, he the real one.
Hey, you know what's funny? That niggas, dog, the kids, like, some little niggas, they even know my name. He's like, bro, that's Academics, bro.
On what?
I was like, no, bro. I ain't the sucker, but I
started this, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hell yeah, dog. But shit, like, I know you had moved to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, like, after the buzz, after you got out and everything, mm-hmm. bro. Like, but what made you make that decision? You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, fuck it. Like, I'm getting a buzz in Milwaukee, but shit, let me just take this to the A.
Shout out
Moon,
get him on there. Yeah.
Shout out Moon, man. Shout out Big Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
what's
telling the truth, though. Yeah.
What's it? You
want to
get into
Robbo's shit? Yeah. It was before. It definitely was before Atlanta. Yeah. So and we could pick up from where when I linked up with Rizzy.
Yeah.
And shout out to Rizzy because Rizzy put this situation together. So a young player from the East Side, man, guy named Young Robbo. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted to start a record label.
Yeah.
And he was looking for, like the hottest, flyest niggas in the city that's kind of, like, you know, certified, and just not no rappers. You know what I'm saying? And Rizzy was like, man, I got it. He just got out. Woo-woo. And at the time, I think, if I am mistaken, yeah, because you remember, because we was at, and this shit before that, like, Cuckoo Cow Studio in the trunk. Like, I had hands in that. Like, not hands in it, but, like, I was good there. My brother used to be there all the time, too. And what's so crazy, because bro had just came with the Rollie and all that shit, woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? But Rizzy ended up coming to the studio, and he's like, man, my nigga want to fuck with you, woo. I'm like, who? And then he like, man, my nigga Robbo, he woo off the East Side. I'm like, you talking about Robbo? You know, I said it's real. And I'm like, I'm talking about dog. He like, yeah, he be rapping and shit. Yeah. I'm like, that nigga don't be rapping, dog. He like, man, I swear to God, he woo. So I end up going down there and linked up with him. And what's so crazy, like, I had one of my cousins, Ken Blue.
Yeah.
He was locked up in the joint at the time, and then, like, he literally, like, called on my way down there. And I was like, man, what's happening with dog? He's like, man, good, just do your thing. He'll take you somewhere, because he a real hustler. So I ended up going down there, linking with Robbo. And, you know, Robbo, man, he did a lot. Like, You know what I'm saying? Future coming to the studio. Yo Gotti coming to the studio. You know what I'm saying?
That's early, bro. That was
early. That's real early. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so from coming from that to, like, Rizzy still put me in position. So even when he was touring, I was right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go back when the Wendy's chain. I was there for all of that. I just was, at that time, I was camera shy because I'm still fresh off the block and don't even know how to deal with the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time a camera come out, I go to ducking.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and they'd be like, yeah, my nigga Young Lavo's super cold. And they'd turn around, and I'd be gone. I'd been walked off, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Young Robbo, man, we did, like, 3 to 4 DJ Screen mixtapes. Yeah. I'm all over it. And he would get me to the studio and be like, man, you got to drop. Woo, woo. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'd go in there and do tons of songs. And my work ethic was crazy because I'd come in there and do 5-6 songs. And you know what I mean? Like, when they was, because see, at the time, Robbo always rapped off the top of his head. Like, he never wrote nothing, ever. So we'd be in the studio with Robbo 9 hours, and he's sitting there doing his little, anybody that know Robbo, he'd be doing this, he'd do that shit, and that's how he come up with his song, and then he'd go in there and rap it on some Jay-Z type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Traveled around the world with him. You know what I'm saying? Loud Pack Larry was part of it. You know what I'm saying? He was Casino first. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Loud Pack Larry, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Bags, John James. John James was a real trendsetter, man. Treated.
Yeah.
He got his own, you know, him and his guys got their own thing. They by way of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? But, like, John James was a real one. And, you know what I mean? We toured. We did a lot. You know what I mean? And then, unfortunately, right before we was about to link up with the Easy Money Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was finna put something together real powerful, but then the streets, like Milwaukee, y'all know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That happened. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, what's so crazy was I went to the A, and I was finna shoot a video with Cheddar DVD.
Yeah, they was hot.
Robbo had set it up because I was gonna already be down there. So I took Cheddar DVD to Cleveland Avenue. This is my first time even meeting these niggas on Cleveland Avenue through somebody else that I know that's from Parkland.
Yeah.
But he had moved when we was 13, so I hadn't seen him since we was 13. But he was already tapped in with the niggas, you know what I'm saying? So he like, man, I'm gonna take you. Woo. I'm like, man, I got Cheddar DVD coming. He take me to Cheddar DVD. Cheddar DVD come. I'm like, man, I'm finna take you to Cleveland. He like, what? Man, we've been trying to get with these. Woo, how you get there? I'm like, man, I got you. You know what I'm saying? So I put on for Milwaukee, and you know what I'm saying? Just in that way, like, you know what I mean? My first time moving down there, I took Cheddar to a major type people, because everybody know what Cleveland have and what type of niggas they breed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We did that. And by the time when the thing was over, my people's getting calls like, yeah, your boy gone, huh? He gone. And they like, nah, laugh here. They like, oh, what shit, man? It's 22 months. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what on what? Like, so I was spooked.
Yeah.
So thank to God that it didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thank God that it didn't, because it was 22. You know what I'm saying? And then you know it ended up being more, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Me, Loud Pack, they had videos, all on the news. Like, so I, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, it's a matter of time, but it didn't. So that's just God. Right. My calling is something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But like, how did you move different after that, though?
What I moved different, man, because, like, I just stopped being around shit that wasn't, like, beneficial for my time or just was going to endanger me to go back. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think the difference between me and a lot of people, like, you understand consequences, you know what I'm saying? And when you're younger, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even think about consequences. It's like, hey, man, we finna get this money, we finna do whatever, I'm packing pistols. Like, it's just, you know, it's what we do. We just a product of our environment, man. We don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and you, we know people right now still going to jail, in and out. It's like, man, bro, when you gonna get it? You know what I'm saying? So I just made it like, okay, if I go over here, if I ain't doing nothing, if my people's jamming, why I'ma be in their way? You know what I'm saying? I already done paid my dues. I already done did what I did. I'm solidified in the street. So, like, I don't got nothing else to prove. My people know me. My park line, they know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? If I ever have to make a call to do or whatever, like, it's 100. So, it's like, man, let me get out their way. Let me go do something that I said I was going to do for them. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I stuck to it in the A. You know what I'm saying? And, like, any music that I done dropped, I done did, you know, plethora of music, you know what I'm saying? And they just like, it's always Parkland. Yeah. It's always Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? Like, even to today, I could be in a whole nother state and somebody asks me, where you live? I'm from Milwaukee. I'm Milwaukee. I'm not from Atlanta. I don't live there. I'm visiting. I'm passing through still. Right. It's still a mission to make sure that Parkland get on, then we're going to put Milwaukee on. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, and that's just other people, you know what I'm saying? That should be their goal too. You know what I'm saying? So, I move safely.
Yeah.
Stay away from the bullshit, unnecessary shit. You know what I mean? Niggas hot, I'm cold. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Because, like, I know you be seeing it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we were saying, a lot of niggas be getting locked up still. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even rappers, the Milwaukee rappers, in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people have one foot in, one foot out. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think it'll realistically work, though, in this generation?
Well, having one foot in, one foot out?
Yeah.
I go off what my brother said. He said it'll never work. Mm-hmm. Yet, you have to still survive. Because labels ain't signing us. They ain't doing artist development. You know what I mean? Like, now it's a numbers game. It's a popularity game. So it's like, it's almost like any artist from Milwaukee that want to be something, they forced to do what they got to do to get the paper to invest in themselves. And just, unfortunately, that's what it is. Like we got to hustle. We got to rob. We got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? Because other than that, your music career ain't going to go nowhere. I saw you say something about, like, if you ain't got no money, man, it's over.
Facts.
You might as well, this a hobby. Because ain't nobody finna put no bread behind you. Because even the nigga who got the bread, he want to be a rapper secretly. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. So it's like, but it's like, I don't condone it. Like, if it's my little homie and he want to do something, like my brother tell you, I'm always on some, I came from that, but bro, let's figure it out. Let's figure out something else to do, then we can make the bread and then just put it over. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be on, like, because I don't want to have to get the, I don't want to have to put no more money on the phone. I don't want to have to go through that. I don't feel like calling them people and doing this and putting the card. Bro, let's just stay out. How can we keep everybody out? You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm not there with you and not doing it, then, bro, you got miles, you got kids.
Yeah.
Don't say you got a felon or something, or you got a pistol charge where you damned violent. Now it's all fucked up for you to get a job. You know what I'm saying? Just how the economy set up, just how the system set up for us. It's, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that been in the system my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, in and out. Like, I had somebody go through my, like, I didn't get my license until I was 27. You know what I'm saying? Because I was telling them, like, man, Milwaukee, we don't need no license. You get pulled over, they tell you to park until they pull off.
Yeah,
then we pull right back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They find a blunt, they rip it up and throw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't. Right. Yeah, we ain't never had no license. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, damn, they looked at it. It's like, oh, you've been in jail every 6 months since you was 12. Like, how that happened? But it fucked them up because my personality and my character don't breathe. It don't read jail, nigga. But it's like, yeah, I'm a jail nigga. You know what I'm saying? Lincoln Hills, Wells, DOC, probably the House of Correction, Jackson, Dodge, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, damn, county, MSDF, all that shit. Oh, my mama. Yeah. 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 Ah, no bullshit. Look, now this, look. Now, and that, this is for sure. That's why when I told you before the interview was on, I said that he the glue to a lot of this shit that, like, these favorite rappers in the city, they, like, he got a lot of influence on niggas that won't say it. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, I got out of Lincoln Hills and I had a book full of raps. You know what I'm saying? And I got the book full of raps because I was locked up with Risco. And Risco could write a rap in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, fast. So he was like, man, you got to start writing. So when he left, I was... Right, because he got out, came back twice, and I still was there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like, dog, why you? I'm like, why you keep coming back? You know what I'm saying? But I was just so bad with like authority.
Yeah.
So I wasn't working the program. So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I get out, and my brother, his cousin, they got this label already that they putting together. And I'm, dog, we 17. We young. You know what I'm saying? So they like, man, we Platinum World. And they like, man, you be rapping Levo? I'm like, yeah, but I'm L at the time. They like, you rap L? I'm like, yeah, I spit some shit Moonlight. And this my younger brother. He younger than me. He like, hey, man, I'm finna put you on, man. He always been like this. You see what I'm saying? This ain't no facade. Like, that's him. Really, that's really him. He a move maker. He put things together. He like, man, I'm finna sign you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, on what? Man, we go to his cousin's crib, man, his full-blown studio. And this studio, this one, nigga, still had tapes. So we record on the tapes. And, nigga, you had to be cold. Because that if you fuck that one take up, you got to start all the way over, boss. You got to start over. Ain't no, let me punch in. This is real rappers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and have that shit together. Don't come in here trying to write nothing. Nah. Have that shit together because we got the shit to put together. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, you had to go straight, nigga. You had to go straight through the whole thing.
So, like, yeah, I started rapping literally because of my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga who knew I can rap and who inspired me was legendary Buck 05. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was from the East Side, but he came to Parkline and made a real good name for himself. You know what I'm saying? Baby Drew used to come through, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, like, is, like, they like his proteges, but I'm, like, Buck 05. I'm his only protege. You know what I'm saying? So he just left us too early for me to, you know what I'm saying, pursue it. You know what I'm saying? So I just figured, like, shit, he passed it to my brother and was like, hey, man, make sure Lav do what he got to do. And he did it. And he been doing it since today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you seen the Baby Drew interview, but me and Baby Drew, we talked about Book 05, like, on the interview me and Drew did.
No, I ain't see. I got to watch that
one. You got to watch it, bro.
Drew pretty interesting, man. He really interesting, man. He's an educated man, too, now.
Yeah. He got a couple Book 05 stories, bro. Like, that's it. R.P. bro, man.
Man, R.P. Buck 05, man. He was a real one, man. You know what I'm saying? Iced it, man. And the way it would do, him rapping, he inspired me because he was in the hood and he was writing raps while he was busting down. You know what I'm saying? He busting them bitches down. He's like, hey, man, look. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I always been around the real ones, man, that kind of like kept me away from bullshit. I just was the one like, oh, no, let me go do some bullshit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But shit, like, you and the A, you know what I'm saying? Like what was, you say, was the, like, the biggest move that you the bust, like, you know what I'm saying, when you was there? Like, far as on the music shit.
I think the biggest move that was made that probably don't go, like, I work with a super producer, Neilante Phillips.
Yeah.
Dude is, you know, he wrote Scrubs for TLC, you know what I'm saying? He's now into, like, the sound game, engineering and stuff like that, but he's a good songwriter, arrangements and all that. Like, we dropped a project. Like, we have plenty of unreleased shit, you know what I'm saying? But me and him, you know, and people don't put it together, like, that's not a big accomplishment. But for me, like, working with him to see, like, when we done with the studio, like, people that's doing Avatar sending him the files, like, man, make sure the sound done on Avatar. And I'm like, shit, you mixed the movie Avatar? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
crazy.
That's some big shit. And he do the sound for all of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, dog, he a real big deal. You know what I'm saying? And then I think after that, like, I linked up with Duchess from Black Ink Crew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my sister, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, we toured, man. We did the South by Southwest. And, like, she took me to a lot of doors, too, that, like, let me meet a lot of, like, rappers. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know what I'm saying? Because they was famous. Like, now that, if you ain't never experienced paparazzi and fans, like, I'm just telling people, like, when you do get there, like, dog, it's for real. Like, it's for real disrespect in your space. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm walking with her down there, you already know what South by Southwest is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so with somebody that's, like, known from TV, VH1, like, bro, they was knocking us down. Like, and like, but she was carrying it with grace, though. You know, stopping, taking pictures. Ooh, sometimes she'd, like, let them know, like, hey, man, calm down. Yeah. Ooh, like, she'll hold her on. So I was, damn. The first time I was with her, I watched that, like, damn. Because I was still kind of nervous. I'm looking like, man, not. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, don't run up on us. But she like, they fam, they want pictures, man. They want autographs and pictures. You know what I'm saying? So I really felt what it feel like to, like, get chased by people and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was, after I got home and thought about it, I was like, that was cold. Yeah. And then I thought I really felt like, yeah, this is it. I'm finna be in. You know what I'm saying? And I spoke too early. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you speak too early, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll come to an end fast. That's how this music game is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why you say that, though? Like, because sometimes, like, some niggas can speak, you know what I'm saying, they shouldn't into existence. You know what I'm saying? But why you think you spoke too early, though?
Because I didn't speak it into existence. I was more so, I got comfortable. Because I was there, and it was like, yo, I'm at Chris Brown pool party. Like, you know what I'm saying? His artist, like, I'm literally there. Me and Dave E sitting at the table smoking weed, me and him and his brother. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, I did one of these. Like, yeah, ho ass, nigga. Oh, man, nigga. And it was like, nah, bro, you ain't even worked enough. You ain't even got no single. You ain't got nothing out yet, and you relaxing. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and it got right with me real fast. Like, yeah, you ain't there, bro. You just around. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm in the industry, but I just ain't made that big success. Like, I'm a success in my life, but I ain't a success in the business yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I am in the industry. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, it take a lot to get successful, especially now. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going viral or like shit, you gotta be like something super, super, super viral, like that's gonna make everybody just gonna be like, oh, we wanna fuck with you. Like,
yeah, that viral shit, bro. I think that's probably one of my another reason that's what's kinda holding me back, because I come from the era of real. So it's like, I can't get on there and do no, you know what I'm saying, something that's gonna, like, you know what I mean, compromise my manhood or what I stand for. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I still run by the real laws. And it's like, now rappers will get on there and, you know, they'll do something just to, you know, hey, man, act like we beefing or act like we shooting at somebody. Or it's like, nah. You know what I'm saying? They just do weirdo shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Wear paint. You know, yeah. I just ain't, If teachers on, though. You know what I'm saying?
I see you gonna say something about the paint nails, dog.
Yeah, look, he caught that. Man, that's why you the coldest, dog. He caught that one so fast. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, that's a generation that I'm not from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just gotta stay in my lane and know who's my target, who's my audience. You know what I'm saying? So with that one said, it's like, you know what, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Do what y'all do. Y'all the future, so go ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I learned too, because like, I remember when I was a kid, like in school, like it was always this older dude that was at the studio. Like, he was always like, we was like even Marijuana XO, Joe Pablo, we was all used to be in the studio together when we was like 16, 17. And it was always this older dude, I forgot his name. He was like 35. Man, when I was doing this, man, when it was my age, dog, like, everybody, man, shut the fuck up. Man.
Yeah.
Like, nobody want to hear that shit. Like, I don't care what you was doing when you was your age. Like, you know what I'm saying? We doing our shit now.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Us as, I know I'm an OG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's cool. Like, I take this from BG because he just said it. Old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I forgot. Outlive
dummies.
Yeah, outlive dummies.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where I'm going with that. But it's like, I'm supposed to be here. So like, if somebody's saying something about my city or artists in my city, the young artists, it's my job to be like, yeah, man, let them do. If I get on here and be like, man, y'all shouldn't be doing the dance, or y'all should be doing real songs. It's like, fam, you all the bitter, you hating.
Yeah.
Why not tell me how to do better? Like, why always criticize? So like, if you look at any of my social media, like, I don't, if it ain't up in Milwaukee and up in the artist, I ain't finna say nothing.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Chicken got the popping, I went on my post. I'm like, man, it's our duty to make sure dude make it. You know what I'm saying? I got a hella calls. Like, man, why you ready? But it's like, fam, it's bigger than this, man. Fam has got he got the light on him, fam. Why we not? Yeah, I ain't never met the man a day in my life, but it's just, he from my city, so that's my brother. Yeah. So it's like, dog, come on, man. Make sure dude winning. You know what I'm saying? He got the fire, so why not? You know what I'm saying?
It was a couple of older people. Like, it was years ago when I was saying Chicken was the best rapper to ever come out the mill. And the older generation, they got mad. They was like, yeah, you can't be saying stuff like that, bro. Like, because this, man, you, man, Baby Drew did. But I was like, bro, to me, Chicken the best, you know what I'm saying?
Best rapper.
You know what I'm saying? That I heard.
And like, ask this question. The people that so-called charged you up, what they doing? They ain't got no motion. It don't matter what it is, fam. Like, don't be mad. Like, you could have probably hit up Chicken and said, hey, man, let's do something. Got you back in motion. That's what people fail to realize. Like, fam, if the young niggas doing it, man, get with them.
Yeah.
Or just stay out the, you know what I'm saying? Stay out the way until you get your shit together. Then, woo, reach back. Or tell Chicken, like, give them your old plugs that you had.
Yeah.
Give JP your plugs. Give, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't, that's fam. What the people do, that's what they do, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Give Big C his shit. Like, tell Big C, like, hey, man, look. This what you got to do, fam. I know these people. Just give it to them and let them do what they going to do with it. You know what I'm saying? We want to see each other succeed, man. Like, I give you your flower. That's why I was like, man, come on, man. Jerry the One, fam. Who was before Jerry, fam? And, I mean, I watched you, even though we didn't meet it, you had a whole 7-8 years of hate. Everybody hated you because you was doing something different and you was speaking your voice. That's why you, right? The voice. You been voicing your opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? You go way back. Little Gucci, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all that.
The real parties, the Amistad and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is real. Like, so that's
why. Hey, I ain't trying to cut you off, but my daughter, like, every time she passed that club, she's like, Daddy, there y'all club.
Oh, what?
Like, she remember because I was like, man, that's the first club I ever been to, the Amistad. Like, that's where everybody used to be at the Amistad. We was in school, so we was at the Amistad.
Amistad used to be shaking, boy. We used to pull up at the Let Out.
Oh, yeah, but traffic used to be
okay. Mama, hey. Oh, what, Ella, how old you is? Oh, what?
That was crazy. Yeah. Man. He used to be cracking back then, but there ain't no way you can't do traffic now. You can't do none of that now.
They shut us down. They shut that down early. Remember, they called it cruising.
Yeah.
They shut that down. But I be still seeing stuff like, but I know it probably be like events or like Summerfest and stuff like that, but I done seen some clips. I got to get back to the city. Yeah. It's going down. Them little 3-4 hours y'all be getting busy. So, but yeah. I love it though, man. I don't hate nothing about this city. I love how we talk, how we walk, how we dress. Like, it's like, ain't nowhere like it. Anywhere I go, they be like, bro, where you? The only thing that mix me up is they mix me up for Cali. That's the only thing, like, cause they think I'm from California because we like, you know what I'm saying? The niggas in the Bay and like over there, like they talk like us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't confused with the L.A., but it's the Bay, the Oakland niggas. And, you know, E-40, them niggas, they confuse us with them. Like, man, you from up there? It's like, no, I'm from the mill. They like, what? I remember the first thing, they got niggas up there?
Yeah.
Like, fam, we rapping and doing all kind of shit up there, man. What you talking about? Like, we good.
The out-of-town niggas, they always get the Bay, Detroit, and Milwaukee mixed up.
Yeah, always. Yeah, Detroit, too. When I got hip to Detroit and Flint, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, we sound just alike, because I done got on phone, because I got some partners from up there, and we get on the phone, and be like, oh, y'all sound just, we sound just alike. Like, I'm talking to somebody from the hood, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and yeah, people, they always love my lingo, they love it, and that's one thing I do, I sit back, I watch interviews, I watch people, I call my brother, I listen to what he's saying, because I ain't here, so if you ain't tapped in, you're going to be tapped out.
Hell yeah, dog. But shit, what you got dropping? You got some new projects dropping, new vids? Like, what you got going on?
Yeah, man. So, I do got new shit coming, man. I got a few EPs coming. I work with a producer from the mill named 40 Mill. You know, 40 Mill, me and him got something real special coming together, man. The man hit me one day. He sent me a beat out of nowhere because I had sent it on Facebook. I was like, hey, I need some Milwaukee beats. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was sending me, like, musical beats. And I was like, I need some of that. You know what I'm saying? But when I got them, I was like, nah, let me let everybody do their thing. Let me just stay to who I am. Yeah. So, but at the time, he sent me one. Yeah. And I was like, man, I called him back like, no, this motherfucker going crazy, though. I can't use it now because I done came to my senses. Right. You know what I'm saying? It took enough time, but then he's like, man, I got some other shit because I told him what kind of music I'm doing. He's like, man, I got a whole bunch of shit that niggas don't want to do music like that. So, man, the man sent me, the first day he sent me like 10 beats. The next morning, my nigga, I went because I got my own studio. You know what I'm saying? So any artist that from the mill, come to the A, tap in with me, man. I got a whole facility. You know what I'm saying? Come fuck with me. I got y'all, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Sonic Sound Studios. Sonic Sounds. It's on Instagram, Sonic Sound ATL, you know what I mean? But y'all come through. First one on me, you know what I mean? We'll talk business about the next one, but the first visit on me, don't bullshit. But, yeah, 40 sent me this beats. Next morning, I sent him 7 songs back. He like, God damn, this how you do? I said, man, yeah, bro. If I feel a beat, it's over. And then my formula, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all my formula. Ain't nothing like, I don't listen to the beat until I'm in front of the mic. Okay. So I don't listen to beats when you send it to me and drive around and write to it or nothing. I don't do none of that. I get in front of it, boom, boom, boom. I play it. And if I feel it the first couple seconds, I go in. And that's it. So, like, and that's been, like, 2 months. I think we got, like, 25, 20-something songs in. And we'd have had more, but I've been traveling. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we got a few projects going to come through. We got a new video about to drop off of some of the music that we've been making, Reese Witherspoon, that's gonna drop real, real soon. I also, you know, you gotta hustle because rap ain't selling like that. So, you know what I mean? I got my own clothing line to be dropping real, real, real soon. That's, you know what I'm saying? This it right here, man. You know what I mean? Lavender. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, pure elegance, man, but keeping it simple. You know what I'm saying? Good quality and everything. And then,
show.
Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Let's go.
Let's got see. One for you, my good man. Looking. You know what I'm saying?
Good looking.
Yep. I'm saying, so you can feel the quality. The first run quality ain't no flimsy t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's real good quality, man. So, and that's the first run. So everybody getting them, and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, just hold on to that, because you know what I'm saying. Like, in the future, I am gonna be doing some vintage type stuff. So, like, whoever had the first ones, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have something special for them. So, it's going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it like that. So, we're
so going to be valuable.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's going to be valuable, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's definitely. Right. Yeah. That, man, I got, you know, like I said, I got the studio, but the clothing line is what I'm focused on. Doing this new music. Yeah, just all Milwaukee artists, man. Just tap in with me, man. You know what I mean? And let's get it going. You know what I mean? That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And bigger things to come. Like, this is just the start. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, though, before, though, I got one more question, though. Give me your top 3 all time from just Milwaukee artists, though.
All time?
All time.
It don't matter, no era.
It don't matter.
And since my mans, you already know who I said that made it possible. I ain't going to add him because, you know what I'm saying? Like, so top 3 all time. And this is no order. I'm definitely, and it's a trouble soul artist. His name Napalm Kaboom.
Okay.
He was the hardest, bro.
You gotta send me dog.
He was the hardest. He don't got nothing.
Yeah.
It's a trouble souls album.
Okay.
He got some.
I got it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, send it to
me. I got it. The second one. I can't lie, it's Baby Drew.
Baby Drew.
And then all time, like, of me sitting back right now, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's gonna be a top because it's 2.
Okay.
But it's definitely a top, bro. And this ain't biased, but like Big C.
Yeah.
Is definitely in there, dog.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, dude, get busy. You know what I'm saying?
Like he to me, he the most lyrical street rapper ever, like, to come out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That man get busy, man, for real. And then who I was going to put him on top with, you know what I'm saying, of course. Like, I fuck with Chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with him because, like, dude be spitting it. Like, he be spitting his heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he done been through enough shit to where when you listen to it, he ain't just flashing. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog be really... You know what I'm saying? And I like that because dog put his emotions into that shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
I'm going to keep it real. You know who motherfuckers playing crazy with?
Mike. Oh, yeah.
Mike.
Mike might be going fed. Yeah. Mike definitely.
And I just ain't tapped into a lot. You know what I'm saying?
But you think all time, though? All time? Definitely, dog. Yeah. He dropped 3 mixtapes off at me at one time, bro. He's like, nigga, I got this mixtape. I want you to host all 3 of these motherfuckers. What I got to give you?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Busy. And honorable mention, man.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, man. Cause for sure, spoil riding.
Oh, spoil riding. The real spoil riding.
You know what I'm saying? And it's because it's all OGs that I really think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Fourth Coast, shout out, man.
RIP Money Eyes, man.
Yeah, he is.
My Facebook, that's my profile, man. It ain't gonna never change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Never. I don't give a fuck what kind of picture I got. It ain't coming down. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. Motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Ricky Blow, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. You knew that, man.